And then we'll follow with the kind of middle pillar exercise. Basically, we're going to do the three exercises we'd worked on last time to really help us work with our energy in our bodies. So I'll just remind you with the Kabbalistic cross. So we just begin by just sensing the vertical axis of your body. This is an exercise in a way that connects up and down and left and right and then centers you. So it's got quite a lot of relationship with some of the topics we were talking about this morning. So you begin just by sitting, or if you want to stand, you can stand. You feel the vertical axis of your body, right down the middle of the body, down the spine, down into the earth, imagining it going up into space. And you feel the two sides of your body, the left and the right. Begin just with placing your right hand, the dominant hand, so it's left hand if you're left-handed, on your forehead, and we say the word Ate. Visualizing a sphere of white light or energy or stars, whatever, just above the head. So, Ate. Bringing the hand down the body, feeling the light or the energy going straight down the center of the body, down into the earth. Letting a hand point downwards at the level of the navel and saying Malkut. Malkut. Bringing the hand to the right shoulder, saying Vegebura. Vegebura. Feeling the connection to the left shoulder, Vegedula. Vegedula. Forming a chalice around the heart. Lo-lam. Amen. Again, feeling the central axis, bringing your hand to the forehead. Ate. Bringing the hand down to the navel. Malkut. Right shoulder. Vegebura. Left shoulder. Vegedula. At the heart. Lo-lam. Amen. One last time. Ate. Malkut. Vegebura. Vegedula. Lo-lam. Amen. So just sitting with a vibration in the body. Again, sensing into the central axis. Feeling beneath the body a sphere of earth. And at the level of the pelvis, sensing a sphere of water. At the heart, sphere of golden fire. The throat, a sphere of air. of the head, a sphere of still white light. Relaxing into the central axis, feeling the earth beneath us, feeling the water at the pelvis, fire in the heart, air and vibration in the throat, and the white stillness just above us. Fire of the stars. Just sensing it, sensing more than seeing. Letting this middle pillar hold us. And breathing in and out, just sinking into the sphere of earth just beneath us. Feeling the richness, the density of the earth. Feeling its solidity. And as we breathe in, just imagining or sensing energy, power rising from the earth, passing through the sphere of water, up into the sphere of fire, through the sphere of earth, sphere of air. Touching the sphere of white stillness. And as you breathe out, feeling that white stillness, that energy coming right down the body like a fountain. Touching every cell. Circulating through the body. Collecting again in the sphere of earth. Breathing in and out, letting the white light be collected in the earth. When you're ready, breathing in again. Letting the energy rise up the middle pillar. Until on out-breath, letting it cascade again down into the sphere of earth. And just let yourself keep doing that. Do about 5, 6, no more than 7 times. Taking your time and doing it in your own time. Circulating the light, circulating the energy. Experiencing earth and water, fire, air and spirit. when you've completed the circulation of the light, let your attention rest in the heart, at the center of your body. Noticing left and right, above and below, back and front, being in the center. Feeling the longing of the heart. Using the word Ima to focus your attention. The presence of the mother and the son, the opposites together in the word Ima. But using that word very softly, so you sink into the center point of the heart. Bringing together the left and the right, the front and the back, above and below. I'll just be quiet for a moment while you just breathe and use that soft contemplation. As you let your attention rest in the center point, feeling above and below, left and right, behind and in front. As you let yourself sink into this point, it is as if there is a shift, as if you move in an unusual direction. The your mind can't quite grasp. And you find yourself in the center of the mound. You find yourself in a strange state. It is as if you are inside the mound and the mound is inside you. And within the mound, there is the density of the earth, and there is the space and radiance of the stars. Feeling the density of the deep earth, feeling the shimmering of the country of the summer stars. Feeling night and day, somehow contained one within the other. Letting your mind move between opposites, between inside and outside, between night and day, between she and human, between left and right. Feeling that vibration in your body, feeling that pendulum swing. Yes and no, right and left, day and night. Feeling that pulse in your cells. The mound being deeply within you, you being deeply within the mound. Feeling the outside sounds touching the inside. Feeling the inside of the mound reaching out, passages from the mound leading to all places. And yet the mound right at the center of your own heart. Letting your body hold the paradox. Trusting the pulsing of the body and the stillness that is underneath everything. Feeling the enormous inner universe. bringing together the earth and the stars, bringing together the she and the human, making the marriage, embodying in your living flesh. Feeling that alignment, feeling that coming together. Feeling your body awaken, your cells open. Feeling the inside and the outside align together. Feeling the space around your body. Letting your awareness touch the people and the room that you sit in. Feeling connection. Feeling how your energy touches and is touched by the energy of the other, whether person or table or candle or carpet. Touching the living energy of all. Noticing that as your energy touches even the table, even the bowl, or any object in the room, there is response. Is relationship, and something more than the sum of the two parts starts to activate, starts to emerge. Feeling the universes inside this room. Creating the web of connections, becoming larger in that process, becoming strengthened in that process. Experiencing the web of exchange, the web of flow and connection. Letting that web of connection lead you outside the room, lead you into the car park, into the other rooms of this building. Feeling the webs of connection that deepen, the neurons of connection open, contact, expansion. Letting yourself open just as far as feels right. If you feel overstretched, bringing your attention further in until the sense of the web of connection becomes coherent, then reaching out again. Befriending the universe, being welcomed by the universe. from the web of connections, feel your sense of self start to take shape. Feel yourself arising in a sense of solidity at the center of the web, flowing and connecting with all that you have touched. Feel all these places contributing to your sense of arising solidity, contributing to the sense of your own sovereignty, being distinctly yourself in communion with the universe, feeling supported in your particular expression, in your particular light, your particular fire. Feel that arising out of the web of connections. Feel the solidity of your body. And its fluidity. Feel the body of flesh and the body of dreams aligning and opening you to the body of mystery. Letting that sense of presence and mystery manifest through you. Letting it bring you back into this room, letting your senses open, and for a moment notice the radiance and the expression of the body of mystery through the body of flesh and the body of dream. Letting your light shine. Being the fractal expression of the entire web, in blood and bone and flesh and breath.